listening to Book Nerds. Hello and welcome to the next episode of Book Nuts. We are on the podcast network, and my name is Tracy Holtz, otherwise known as Holster. And this is your podcast about basically, well, the name kind of gives it away, books. me and my partner, always a partner in crime, I should say. Always, you can go back and you know why we listen to audiobooks, but by all means, you can read the book if you like to read the book. But I'd fall asleep right away, and my partner would just sit and hold the book and not do much with it. But go back to episode one. You'll know why we're laughing about that right now. But we're going to, this time, and we will give you this episode, we're going to be talking about a book, and we will give a spoiler warning from then on out. It's going to be spoilers about the book. Mm. So you can listen up to that point, turn it off, listen to the book, and come back, or listen to it all. Get some spoilers before you listen to the book, if that's your thing. So, again, my partner in crime is, like I said before, the one, the only, Mr. Jonathan. I can see better than anyone else, Nadu.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy?
And the reason I say that is,
bad enough I had to fix your computer earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly. I know. See here, Jonathan here is 100% blind. And I'm not talking blind where he holds stuff up to his face and see it. No. Realistically, he couldn't tell if it day or night unless the sun's, like, warm in his face.
Exactly.
Jonathan's that blind. But here's how sad it is. To this day, I just did it yesterday. I will still send Jonathan pictures and say, hey, Jonathan. After I send it, I'm like, yeah, forget about it. So that, and when we go to different conferences, we'll walk out of the room and, we just gave up. Now we just say, Jonathan, what way out? Jonathan takes us out. Yep. So it's actually kind of nice, so I don't have to pay attention too much.
Exactly.
But you think the big red orange exit sign would help me? No, it doesn't. Jonathan's like, Tracy, you're going the wrong way. Like, yeah, I am, aren't I? But that's why he doesn't. And obviously, I got dyslexia, and I start reading a book, I'll just fall asleep. So how are you doing this week, Jonathan?
Everything's going well on my end. Nothing terribly exciting going on, I guess, which is probably good. So,
Yeah, exactly. For me, I got a friend from church. He's building a house, and the builder with a bulldozer knocked down about 15-20 trees.
Mm.
So, new chainsaw this week.
Yeah, I saw that. Nice.
Yeah, got a new chainsaw. My other one was 13 years old. Lots of use. I got my money's out of it, so I got a brand new Husqvarna. My other one was Husqvarna, but this is a little beefier model. I'm excited, and it works great. So right now, I don't have it split, but I got it all cut. I just have to split it, but I probably have enough for about, by the time I finish this weekend, I'll have enough for about 2 years. Whew, so I'll be that good. So my back is letting me know, hey, you're not as young as you once were.
Yeah. That's why I got a picture of a truck full of wood then.
Exactly. Yes. And just so you know, I was doing the meta tags for Jonathan, describing the picture for him. So everything else going good for you? The family's doing it there and everybody?
Yeah, everyone's hanging in. It's still a little sick, but that's the bad thing, especially up here. I don't know what it's been like for you down there, but up here this winter has been insane. Like Christmas Day, it hit 70 degrees. Which is totally unheard of for, this area. And, we're up here in New England, I'm in Massachusetts. And then, really, this whole winter has been just crazy. Like, it's been really warm. I mean, 40s, 50 degrees. I mean, today it's like in the 50s or 60s. It's just really crazy warm. But last week, it got down to like negative 15, negative 30 with the wind chill. So with all the crazy weather going on, all the kids have been sick. And then usually once they get sick, it's like, forget it. They're going to be sick for months, because once one gets sick, then the other one does, the other one does, the other one does. And then by the time the first one that was sick is better, but now they caught a new strain of something else, and then they get the other one sick. So it's like we're basically just planning on being sick for the next 2 months, just forget about it.
All right, yeah. You know a good way to fix that, don't you? You give everybody their own bottle of tequila.
Ah.
Everybody drinks down a fifth of tequila.
There you go.
When you wake up a week and a half later, everybody's better.
Everyone's quarantined.
Exactly. Everybody's done. Now, they will be taken away for child endangerment, but I'm just saying. So that is a possibility now.
Kids, don't listen to Uncle Tracy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah, for me, just firewood, that's pretty much been me, and I'm kind of excited. You guys will know when this is recorded. We are recording a little ahead, but today was reporting date for the Texas Rangers for the pitchers and catchers.
Nice. So,
yeah, baseball's right around the corner. Hockey's the best, and then baseball's right behind it to me. So, yeah.
So you're a Rangers fan then?
I'm a Rangers fan.
Nice, yeah, okay.
I grew up a Twins fan, been down here for a while, and became a Rangers fan. I haven't become a Cowboys fan at all. If I had to pick a team, the Vikings, but I'd rather watch a good game and the Vikings lose than a Vikings winning a blowout. So I'm more of a football fan than a Viking fan.
Yeah. But you're also a North Star fan too, right?
North Star fan, which is now the Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
They moved the same year I moved to Dallas from up there, so it was awesome. I didn't even miss a year.
Yeah.
So that was the realm. So, yeah, other than that, the spring is right around the corner here, and I'm so far behind on my land. It's scary. But we're not going to go down that rabbit hole. So all right. Hey, this book is a good one. I teased about it last week, about a really good book. This book is by Joe Nobody. It is called Holding Their Own, and this is a story of survival. That's a best way to describe it. It's taking place in Houston, Texas, and this book was addictive to me. I love the survival style books. This one was very, very realistic. The other one we listened to, yes, it can happen, you know, EMT can happen, all this. But this one, it's very realistic about how stuff would start to crater.
And yeah.
And really good. Do you want to say anything else, the highlight of it, before we go into it?
No, I mean, just reiterating exactly what you just said. The way that this survivalist kind of book/series starts off, it's definitely more realistic, like you said. Like I could see it going down this way.
Yeah. This one would make an awesome movie.
Yes.
This would be a good book. Not only a good movie. Not only would it make a good movie, just book number one, there's a series of them. Book number one would be great TV series as season one.
Absolutely.
Book one would be great just as the whole season one. And realistically, it probably wouldn't be that expensive to produce this type of film. Movie, TV show. So I would love to see that. So good. Okay. So basically we're going to talk about some non-spoilers of this book.
Mm.
You guys know it's a survival book. You guys know by holding their own, you know, they're trying to make it. So that doesn't, some of the stuff we're going to hear doesn't ruin it
right
at all. Basically the whole U.S. is going down the toilet, economically. It's a lot of bad stuff has happened over and over, and it's kind of we're not that far gone today, but you can see it in the book how close we are to that.
Yeah.
It's the government's basically been propping everything up for a long time, which they're doing now. But they propped it up a lot more than they are propped up more than we are now. But you could see that, and then I'm not going to go into it, then something fairly big happens in Houston, Texas, and that just really triggers everything just craters. Just craters on itself, and stuff is really bad.
Yeah, and then on top of that, once a couple of things started toppling, then there were actually a couple of terrorist attacks on top of it to really help the collapse along.
Right, yeah, so... And that was a good point where, and I thought about this a while ago too, like if I was a terrorist, I wouldn't want one big attack. One big attack really won't do anything to the United States. It'll just excuse my language, piss us off.
Right, okay? Right.
But if you do a lot of small ones, that does a lot of damage and a lot of hurt. So, and that's what the terrorists did. They did a few small ones here and there.
Yep.
And that's what it was. And to find out, and this doesn't ruin anything in the book, the big thing that happens in Houston was not a terrorist act.
Right.
It just something that kind of happened.
Yeah, it was basically, it was misconstrued as a terrorist act.
Correct, correct. Everybody kind of thought it was, but came out later that it wasn't. And you'll, when you see it, you will know about it. But basically, it's about a husband and wife that after bad things happen, they basically try to get from their Houston home to, they got some land in West Texas.
Yeah.
And they are just trying to get to their, they have a little trailer on the land. They just want to get to there and just stay there.
Yeah.
So, and that's all they want to do. And that's what the story's about, is them in Houston for a little bit and then them making their way out west and getting there, which drive time, I think drive time on good conditions, they say what was about a 4-hour drive.
Yeah, but ended up taking them like, well, I don't remember exactly. It was well over a week or longer.
Right. Right, yeah, because they were limited on gas, and they had to avoid a lot of areas.
Yeah, there's a lot of other things they ran into along the way.
Exactly, yes, exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah, the main character's name is Bishop, and his wife's name is Terry, I believe.
Yes, so, Terry, yep, you're right. Yep.
And Bishop has a somewhat of a military background, and he was working for... for a little while, he was actually working for kind of like shooting practice. He's working for one of those places. And then, that place ended up, you know, being bought and sold for whatever reason. You'll learn about that in the book. But then he ended up working for like a private security company. And that's when everything fell apart, when he's working for that company.
Correct. Yeah. So he did have a job, and a lot of people didn't have a job. And when stuff starts to go bad, basically Texas is in the dark. Now, how this is realistic is, and if you're in Texas, you kind of know this because you're here, but a lot of the other country doesn't. There's three main grids in America. There's the Eastern grid, there's the Western grid, and they call it the Texas grid. If you look at the main power, the three power grids, all of Texas is almost its own power grid onto its own. And then if you go straight north of Texas, you got the east and the west off of that. So all the whole Texas grid went dark.
Yeah.
So during the book, so that kind of says that. So yeah, so it's a good way to describe this book was this book won't win a Pulitzer Prize. It won't. But if you like survival style books, if you like prepper style books, if you like action style books, if you like shoot 'em style books, you will find this fun, you'll find it entertaining, and you will find it addictive.
Yeah, absolutely. It was it's very realistic, just in, you know, what you would imagine, you know, once everything starts to kind of fall apart, they're like, well, we'll hang out here for a couple of weeks or whatever. After those few weeks go by, you know, Bishop is telling Terry, look, we either have to leave now and go to West Texas, or we're basically going to die here. So that's when they decide, right, let's pack up our stuff and go. And they packed up their truck and left their neighborhood. And then they started to realize how much worse it was even outside of their neighborhood, you know, once they started traveling outside of that. And, yeah, it's written really well, where it's like, the author doesn't put him in these like impossible situations, like where only like MacGyver could you know solve the problem. So
right, yeah,
it's written really well. I thought it was done really well.
Yeah, come on, a MacGyver and a paperclip. Come on,
exactly. Because the other one we did, what was it called? Going Home, right? That was the other yes, survivalist,
yes,
one
going,
that we did.
Going Home. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Like that one was pretty realistic too, but like the way the author started off that book, where like, you know, this guy had like everything in the kitchen sink already in his car. Like he had his go bag. And I think you have a go bag. You have a go bag, I think, Tracy, but it's like, that's probably not very common, you know? So it's
no.
You know? So it's like, yeah, there are people out there that do it, but that, you know, would, I don't know if you'd say religiously, but like that always have in the car, always leave with it. Like, so there are kind of some scenarios in that going home book where it's like, yeah, I mean, that technically could happen, but is it realistic? I don't know. But this holding their own is, I would say, a little more on the realistic side.
Exactly, yeah. And between the two series, although they're both good series, I kind of like the Holding Their Own series, the Joe Nobody's, probably a little better.
Just
the flows of the book. Although the other ones probably have a little more action. The whole,
yes, they do.
You know, going home and everything like that. You know, there's more action in the other one. But this one, I think the stories are a little better because I don't want to say the other ones aren't realistic, but this one just really seems to be more realistic now that I said
that. Maybe a little more down to earth or whatever. Like, you know,
Yeah. It's just a little bit better, more. Yeah. It's kind of hard to describe, but this is a good book. This is one where I'm definitely going to listen to it again. I finished the first two books in the series. I think before I start the third one, I really think I'm going to go back and listen to the first two again.
Yeah, I've already listened to the whole series. I think there's like seven or eight books. And yeah, after listening to this one, you know, the first one, I was like, all right, Tracy, I need the rest now. And then I did. Exactly. Then I just mowed through them all. And then I listened to this one again recently. And I already listened to the first three books now. And I'm, you know, moving on to the other ones again because they are that good. It's definitely worth reading, you know, more than once for sure.
Right, exactly. So, and the next one in the series, Holding Their Own 2, called The Independents. And I'm not going to get into that, but that's that. So, good. Is there anything else before we get to the spoiler section?
No, I think we're good. That was kind of a good overview without giving away too much.
Perfect. Okay. Now, I still haven't got that sound bite, you know, spoiler.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, if you want to turn the book off here, the podcast off here, contact me at tracy@podnuts.com. If you want to get a hold of Jonathan, just send it to me and I'll forward it on to him. Yep. And don't forget
podnuts.com/Amazon.
Exactly. But if you want to keep listening, keep on listening. But if you're done, you're done. We understand. You don't want any spoilers. So thanks for listening to there. So after this, we are going to get into the spoiler section.
Here we go.
All right. Spoiler. So, this was good. Basically, a little bit ago we were talking, he's actually at the hospital for his mother-in-law. And the hospital is about to close because the economy is collapsing all over and doctors are just leaving. And part of the pay, people aren't getting paid at this hospital. So the doctors and nurses are leaving, but they're actually taking equipment with them for their last pay. And the patients are just stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's doing is... he got his mother-in-law, and he was starting to get her out.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like, hey, we're getting you out of here. The bishop's lead character. We're getting you out of here to his mother-in-law. And as he was getting her out, accidental shooting at somebody is shooting at one person or another, and I think it was a propane tank.
Yeah, well, there's a huge mob outside the hospital because like Tracy was saying, the hospital had zero money. So nurses are walking out, no one's getting paid, orderlies are walking out, they're carrying like x-ray machines out of the building, and so this huge mob is outside the hospital because the news was reporting how they're like basically going to be shutting down, and so all these people are like, well, what about, you know, my aunt or my mom that's in the hospital, what's that going on? And this guy is delivering oxygen, and he can't get into the garage to bring the oxygen in, and so he cuts someone off, they get mad, and they're aiming their gun at him. And he pulls out a gun because he gets mad, and someone basically shoots the van, not knowing oxygen's in it, and it basically causes this giant explosion.
Yeah, so he gets out, gets his mother out, but she kind of dies.
Yeah, due to the explosion.
Due to the explosion and all this there. So he gets to his truck, and he basically, after a little bit, does make it home. His wife was already at home, so... he does make it home, although Houston's like cratering because There's no pumping, so the fire department, there's no power. They can't pump water. Gas explosions all over. People can't buy gas because there's no power. And so he does make it to the house. And do you want to start talking about the other terrorist attacks right now?
Yeah, and so basically they're like these terror cells that were, I mean, obviously you can't plan for something like this, but they're kind of, I don't know if they're necessarily waiting for something to happen, but they are ready. And so basically this one terrorist attack, this guy had like a, it was a truck that would spray pesticides, and he, instead of spraying pesticides, he filled it up with all this, basically, it's like biological warfare, basically, with all this deadly chemicals, and he drove down the highway spraying all this this chemical warfare all over the cars and stuff down the highway. And so, you know, that started causing a big ruckus. And then another terrorist basically got this like super high powered rifle and sat in a really high up hotel room and started shooting at these trucks going across a bridge, and that caused a huge ruckus. And again, it was just like these, I don't know if you call them little, but like these various terrorist attacks in like little pockets throughout the country, which just added to the fire that already was happening with, you know, Texas going down, there's no power in Texas, and then everything just started falling apart. So it was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back, basically.
Yep. And then, so it was right about that point where he said, we're getting out of here, we're going to our land in West Texas.
Yeah.
So they kind of loaded everything they could up, got what gas they had, and they says, we should have enough. We don't know if we're going to have enough, but hopefully we do.
Yeah. Gas. Yeah, exactly.
So they grabbed everything they kind of could, the stuff they thought they would need and everything like that. So then they took off and just started going and running into problems here and there. But I think the big one, I think, was when they got to that town. You know what I'm talking about?
The one with Pete's place, like the bar and stuff, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one where before that he got shot.
Yeah. Okay? Yep.
And so he really had to have a place where he could just rest, and they had to get more water and everything like that. So they kind of got to the small kind of town that's kind of deserted. They get to the town. And do you want to you can continue on now. I'm kind of hogging the story right now.
Oh, yeah. And so they get to the town where they have like this bar. It's like a community that, for whatever reason, they weren't really falling apart. They kind of figured out a way to thrive, even with, you know, the no electricity and stuff like that. And it just seemed like they're in that part of Texas where, like, they sort of seemed like a hub. Like, there are other towns, but they're farther away, but all the towns kind of connected to this one. And they ended up kind of implementing their own, like, bartering system and things like that. So they seemed to figure out a way to kind of keep moving along, even though everything was kind of falling apart around them.
Yeah, and they actually had some electricity there because it's part of this, because people used to come to this hotel at that place. And the hotel owner at that point and some of the other business owners says, hey, we're going to be, quote, quote, green. We're going to put all these solar lights in. We're going to do this and that. And so they were one of the few places in Texas that actually lit up at night.
Yeah, and then that's one of the things that caught him as they're driving down the road at night. He was like, what the heck is this? He's like, why is there a street light on?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then do you want to talk about who else was in the town?
one of the, I don't know if they're necessarily like one of the terrorist cells, but it was like one of the groups of guys that were pulling off these sort of terrorist attacks stole a ton of like gold and stuff out of a bank, I think. And they had all their gold and stuff, and they're waiting for a rendezvous down into Mexico. And they just happened to be hanging out, you know, in this hotel. There's like maybe six guys. They had all kinds of like guns and stuff, and they're kind of, you know, running rampant through the town. Like they're kind of bullying people around the town, but no one was really saying much because they would sort of keep to themselves. But if they had to flex their muscles, they would. And when Bishop came into town, he kind of set these guys straight.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to give every detail of the whole book. But yeah. So basically, long story short, he kind of saves his town from that group.
Yeah, exactly. And then everyone, you know, becomes friends with Bishop, and he kind of becomes, you know, well known within the town. And that then becomes kind of like their second home away from home. They do end up making it to West Texas, but they do end up kind of, you know, visiting this town every now and then. And, you know, throughout the rest of the series of the books, they always come back to this town and all kinds of things are going on. But they end up making long-lasting relationships with people in this town.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, so it was, to me, it was a good story. It was good story. What do you give it, 1 to 10?
I mean, I probably say this for almost all the books that we read, but I would have to give it a 9. You know, like, it's really well written. You know, it's, there's not any dull moments. You know, there weren't any parts in the book where I was like, yeah, they could have did without that or whatever. So it'll definitely keep you, like Tracy said, the minute he started reading it, he couldn't stop. And I think this could definitely be that for, you know, many other people. So
exactly. Yeah. For me, 8.5, 9 right there. Yeah. I'm right there too. Yeah. It's good story. And this is one I started listening to book two pretty quick. And then the reason I didn't go to 3 is I knew I wouldn't be sleeping for another week. So yeah. I said, let me stop. So yeah. So, again, this, book was by Joe Nobody. It's called Holding Their Own. It's book one of the series. You can get this audiobook. You can get this Kindle. You can get it paperback all through Amazon or anything like that. Just go to podnuts.com/Amazon. Help support Podnuts. And again, if you want to contact us, just email tracy@podnuts.com. And if you want it to me, and if you want it to Jonathan, send it to me and I'll just forward it on to him. We thank everybody for listening to this. Is there any last thing you want to talk about, Jonathan?
No, I think I'm good on my end.
Good. That sounds great. Thanks for listening, everybody. Everybody have a great week, and thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Bye.
See ya.